What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I am a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about sometimes you have to be okay with being the villain in a narcissist story. You're going to be the villain in a narcissist story sometimes, y'all. This is just how it is. Honestly, you're going to be the villain. Everybody, I know people are just like, I don't want to be the villain. How do I stop from being the villain in their story? You are going to be the villain in a lot of narcissistic people's story. Not every narcissist is going to smear you. Not every narcissist is going to talk bad about you, because personally, right now, where I am at in life right now, I wouldn't say not one bad word about me and my wife get divorced. I would not say one bad word about her. You know what I would do? I would actually talk glowingly about her to the next person I'm with, to make the other person, you know, feel like they had to compete with this person. If you want me, you got to be better than my ex was. So you go harder. Hey, my ex used to do things like this, and you know it wasn't done correctly. So can you do it correctly? And it'll make you work harder. I know y'all like, Lee, you're super insidious. Yeah, I keep telling y'all I'm a narcissist. I'm being direct with you. I'm being real with you. It doesn't benefit me or benefit anybody else listening to my videos for me to be intentionally disingenuous with who I am. It just doesn't do that. Like, that's the point of my platform, is to be open and honest. And just, you know, because I'm 36 years old. Yeah, I've been holding in the narcissism and not talking about myself, not talking about my mental health for 32 years before therapy. So I'm on a different plateau right now. But back to being the villain. You have to be okay with it, y'all. You have to get to the point where you're okay with being the villain in their story. You know why? Because it's their story. When have you seen narcissistic people tell the truth about anything? Most narcissists are going to be compulsive liars. They just are. They're going to be compulsive liars. They're going to lie to you. They're going to manipulate you. They're going to do a lot of things to you. But it has you questioning yourself. It has you questioning your authenticity. It has you questioning a lot of different things that are going on in your life. It's going to have you doing that type of stuff, y'all. So what do you feel like is the best route to take when you're dealing with narcissists or you're dealing with toxic people? I feel like a lot of people have to understand that. Like, what do you think is the best route? Because if you break up with them or they break up with you, what do you think happens next? Like, they're not going to sit right there and say nice things to you about anything. They're not going to sit right there and say nice things to you about, I mean, most narcissists are not going to do that. They're not going to sit right there and shout your praises from the top of the roof if you break up with them. If you break up with them, they're going to be furious and rage out on you. And they're going to tell everybody that you were the problem, because that helps them save face. They're going to tell every single person that they deal with that their ex was a compulsive liar. They're going to tell everybody the things that they did to you. They're going to tell everybody that you did it to them. They just are. They're going to tell every single person that you are the narcissist. They're going to tell people that you were the aggressor, that you are the toxic person. They're just going to do that. And I know people are like, well, but what the world, like, how do we combat that? You can't combat what they say about you. A lot of times, like, they're going to tell their new girlfriend, a new boyfriend, a new whoever, that you are the bad guy. They're going to make you out to be the villain, even though you probably were not the villain. Some people who end up with narcissists are not good people. I'll say that, because I think a lot of people get it twisted to make it seem like everybody that deals with narcissists is a good person. That is absolutely not true. That is absolutely not true. It just is not. They make it seem like everybody that deals with the narcissist is the aggressor with the cheating all the time. So all narcissists don't cheat, y'all. I know people are like, well, there's a lot of Lee. All narcissists, some narcissistic people are incels and can't cheat. You know what I mean? They can't do that, you know? But emotionally, whatever, sometimes, I guess. You know, but like, some people cheat on narcissists. And other people going to, I know what you just thought, the first thought of your mind right now, just now, was like, well, if they're a narcissist, they probably deserved it and pushed the other person to it. That doesn't always happen that way, y'all. Some people are cheaters. Not everybody that deals with narcissists is a good person, but a lot of good people deal with narcissists. I'll say that right there. So if you're a good person dealing with a narcissist, I'm just telling y'all, you have to be okay with being the bad guy. They're going to make you out to be the bad guy, so you might as well get used.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
To being the bad guy. They are. I'm just telling you exactly what they're going to do. They're going to make you the bad guy. They're going to say and do mean things to you. And then they're going to tell people that you did terrible things to them. They're going to try to, this is where the smear campaign comes in there, y'all. They're going to try to make you, they're going to talk junk about you and say, hey, look, they cheated on me. They manipulated me. They lied to me. They were a terrible parent. They were a terrible student. They were useless. They were worthless. They were not growing. They abused me mentally. They abused me physically. They abused me emotionally. They were terrible, terrible people. And I'm so happy to be free when you broke up with them. They're happy to be free, but they're so angry that they can't see their words are shooting themselves in the foot. You broke up with them, but they're happy to be free. You know what I mean? I know a lot of people just like, well, Lee, I was happy to be free when my narcissist broke up with me. Yeah, I feel like I talk in broad stroke. I don't talk about every single person is not a narcissist. We all, look, y'all, we all understand that. We all know that not everybody is a narcissist. Not everybody who's dealing with a narcissist. You know what I mean? It's kind of crazy. It really is. So I tell this to people all the time. Like, when you're dealing with toxic people, understand that. Get to the point where you are okay with being the bad guy. You don't have to attend every argument that you're invited to. You don't have to attend every smear campaign that you're invited to. If they're online talking to some people who don't matter about you, I'm just ignoring it. Like I said, I get smear campaign. I'm pretty sure I'm a narcissist. I know people go, well, Lee, you're technically a narcissist and people can't smear. I understand that, y'all. But I get people to talk, they say disingenuous things about me literally every single day, y'all. Literally every single day, people say disingenuous things about me online. They do. They have these terrible takes and say I'm doing this. You know what I mean? They tell me I'm doing all this stuff right here. Every day of my life, I get online. There's some new comments or some new videos about me. I block and ignore, y'all. They're going to spray it, whatever. And people are going to listen to it. And people are going to believe them. But I can't convince everybody else what I'm doing. There's too many people on the planet, y'all, for me to worry about the mindset of a few different people. You know what I mean? I just keep it moving. I really do. So I feel like you keep it moving. You know what I mean? You keep it moving. What empowers you? What empowers everybody else? Like, me personally, the way my mind works, I ain't dealing with it. Like I said, I know a lot of people just, you know, What about our reputations? You know, they lied to me. You know, if it's your kids involved, to me it's a different thing right there. If it's your kids involved, to me I think yeah, talk to your kids, but don't talk to your kids in a way that you know paints the other person in a bad light. Don't do that because if you paint the other person in a bad light, the kids gonna think it's gonna be finger pointing. It's gonna be a finger pointing ordeal. Yeah, I've actually talked to kids right now that are actively dealing with narcissistic parents, and they are like at the age now. I actually sit down and talk to these kids because I know them in real life. I talk to them, you know what I mean? I talk to them, and some of these kids are getting smarter, understand the behaviors that their parents are exhibiting. But if you exhibit the same behaviors or try to talk to them, you know what I mean? That messes with you. It does. It messes with people. It really, really does. So I tell you right now, be okay with being a villain. I like being a villain sometimes. I'm just like, look, cool. If that's what you think about me, that's just what you think about me. Ain't nothing. There's nothing I can do. You know what I mean? Yeah, there's nothing I can do. I can't control what you think about me. I can't control what you feel about me. Only thing I can do is control my reactions. And that's what I tell people, y'all. Your greatest superpower when you're dealing with narcissists is controlling your reactions. That's your greatest superpower right there. That's how you put your Superman cape on right there, y'all. Controlling your reactions with narcissistic people. Like, you have to be able to control your reactions because if they can trigger you, they can control you. I say that to people all the time. If they can trigger you, they can control you. If they can't trigger you, they cannot control you. You see how that works right there? If they cannot trigger you, they cannot control you. So you empower yourself. Take back your power. Take back your strength.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
No, like, if I get triggered and I respond negatively, I try to delete it really quick. But, you know how that go right there. I'm a narcissist. You know, I'm in therapy so I control my reactions and stuff like that. So you might need to hit some therapy. And like I said, if people are, that's what I say too. This is what I say. I'm losing all my friends because the narcissist is there. Everybody's believing what the narcissist says. Listen to this right here, y'all. Listen, please listen clearly. If people believe things without discernible proof about you, they are not your friends. They are not your allies. They are nothing to you. If they are literally just believing stuff willy-nilly because somebody else said something about you, that means they were looking for something negative about you anyway. That's how I feel about that. Ain't no way in hell, you're going to sit here and say nothing to me. Like, there's no way in hell you're going to sit right there to me, talk to me, not talk to me, not get my side of the story, just believe something and cut me off based on something somebody else said with no proof, no nothing. They just told you and you believe them. We not friends no more. We not. 100,000, like, we're done. I promise you. You will never hear from me again. You don't need friends like that. I promise you. You don't need friends like that. I promise you don't. I promise. That's when you take back your power, take back your strength. You just do. You do. I'm okay with being a villain in somebody's story because I know people are going to villainize me regardless. They'll see me, hey, if you describe me to somebody else, they'll say, hey, this person, he's 36 years old. He's been in psychotherapy. Look, he's helped thousands of people. They'll be like, oh, yeah, he's helped thousands of people deal with abusive situations. He helped a lot of people get to therapy. He's literally changing people's mindsets about personality disorders and mental health issues. Wow, I like that. Oh, yeah, he's also a narcissist. Oh, rawr, narcissist, no. Immediately changed. One word changes them. They don't talk to me. They don't talk to me. They don't see my story. They listen to that right there. They hear the word narcissist and they turn on me. I'm just like, cool, man. I can't control what other people think. I can't. Do I want to? Yes, I would love to control what everybody else thinks about me and have a good image. But I can't do that. That's irrational, And sometimes my mind works in irrational ways. I understand that, y'all. I do. That's why I tell people, whatever you have going on, understand, like, when you get out of a relationship with a narcissist, you did the best thing for you. So by you doing the best thing for you, it's not going to be the best thing for the narcissist, y'all. It just isn't. So empower yourself. Take back your strength and understand that you deserve more. You deserve better. You just do. That's how the world works. This is how the world works. This is how you work. So stay empowered. It's okay. You're going to look like the bad guy. Now you're badass, y'all. It's like having a scar. How some people think scars are cool. Like, hey, I could get this scar covered up right here on my face, but this scar has memories. I had a scar on my face right here, actually. I had stitches in my face. This scar has memories right here, y'all. These memories, it carries memories and making me feel cool and people asking me about it. Where did you get your scar? There you go. You want to know how I got these scars? I'll tell you. My father was a narcissist. Oh, God, you said that? The Joker, Dark Knight. Heath Ledger, rest in peace. Your scars are your story. Narcissistic people are gonna leave some emotional scars on you. But they heal up, you see it, you look down at that emotional scar and you remember it. And I also say this, y'all. Narcissistic people are also emotional terrorists, and they will hold your heart hostage. They will hold your feelings hostage. They will hold your reputation hostage in an attempt to try to get you back. Because, like I said, sometimes them trying to smear your reputation is a way to get you back into their lives. Because how do you get me to stop? You have to reach out to me. So don't reach out to them. Stay empowered. Stand in your truth, y'all. Let me how about this thing, y'all. 7:45 a.m. Done a 101 already this morning, and all my videos are done. So I'm thankful for y'all. I really truly appreciate y'all. Thank you. Mental illness is out. Peace. Boom.